One of your measures, Senator, is moving its way through the process, and that is Senate Bill 580.
Yes, it is. 580 is, I'm calling it the long-term dignity bill. The intent is for people, when they're young, they can start saving money in a tax-deferred account, like they do in a 529, they do with IRAs, and they do with other things. This bill is simply to be used later in life for things towards the end of life, like Alzheimer's and other things, dementia. A lot of people find that the resources required for that care really consume their budgets quickly, and if they haven't prepared for it, this will benefit the state in the sense that will keep people from going on Medicaid so quickly, or maybe at all. It'll also allow families to have the resources, hopefully, to pay for some of the things they need to pay for. I know initially it won't be much because it's just a state deduction right now. The federal tax code doesn't allow it. But 529 started in Michigan, I believe, and they were started very small. Other states copied it, and then the federal government took notice and started the program. And then people really started paying attention. And a lot of people have quite a bit of money now in 529 accounts for college, and now it's for K-12. And I'm hoping this will have the same thing. Other states might copy it. And in 10 years, it might be something families, young families, it's too late for my generation, but for younger families, can start putting money away to slowly, through the power of investments growing, allow them to have resources when they need it later in life.
It's one of those situations where, again, usually you don't start thinking about your health in terms of long-term and future out till you get older. But yeah, for those in their 20s especially, to start small, and by the time in 40 years' time, it's amazing how much you can amass.
It will. If you just put a little bit away every year, just like IRAs. In 1980 is the first time I remember IRAs being available, or 81. At the time, you can put $2,000, it's tax-deferred. Now they've got Roth. The caps are much higher, and a lot of people have a lot of money in them. Now, I know everybody won't do this, but it'll allow some families to have that flexibility.
On a different note, the Kansas City Chiefs have quite the reason to celebrate this week.
It is fantastic. I'm an older guy. I was in high school. I was a junior in high school the last time the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. In fact, the last time they were in the Super Bowl. It was a special day. It's remarkable how pro sports, whether it was the Blues last year at St. Louis, or the Royals in 15, or the Chiefs now, how it brings the community together. And with the Chiefs being the only NFL team in the state, I know the people in St. Louis, Springfield, they're all excited about it. They all feel like they have a part of the ownership of the team, and that's wonderful. It's just a fun time to be a Chiefs fan and a Missouri resident, and I have a Chiefs tie on. I think I may wear this every day this week just to celebrate, and it's just really a good way to set politics aside and just enjoy something that's just pure fun.
It's a big deal for the entire state. Like you say, it's been a long time since Missouri's seen an NFL team go all the way.
It is. The state funds the stadiums a little bit, not very much, but a little bit every year. It's remarkable how a city, if they don't have an NFL or a Major League Baseball team, how they just don't get the notice that cities that do. Kansas City is not that big a city on the scale, but having the Chiefs and Royals just makes people notice them a lot more than they notice some of the cities right in this region that just don't have the professional sports teams.